Good morning, everyone. This is Teresa Sakis, and you are on the Team Black and Monday Morning Motivational Call. So today we're going to be, we come together on Mondays to share ideas and really get focused for the week. And today we're going to be talking about, as of late, my favorite subject, youth. And we're going to be talking about how this skincare line can really change your business and how it can cause some great momentum to happen. But before we go into that, let me just give you an overview of a couple of, hopefully most of you have used the youth products by now. And we have some specials going on this month for youth. So if someone purchases the full anti-aging kit, they will get a pink, I don't know if I would call it a makeup bag. It's sort of a bag that is going to hold all of the youth products. And it says it's in pink, it's all glammed out, and it has the youth across of it. And so that is running towards the end of the month, on the 31st, the actual last day of the month. And then another special that is running through the end of December is if someone purchased the youth anti-aging system and they put it on an auto ship, they will receive one of the C&E repair treatments for free. And that's an $80 value, I think, at member, $90 at retail. And that is a one-time only per address free product. So I know there had been some questions about that before, but a customer or a new person can only get that once, and it is only good to one address. So let me first start. How is everybody feeling about the used products? Are you seeing some great success with that in your own skin? Who would like to share what they're noticing?
Teresa, it's Jackie. I'll jump in.
Okay.
I love the youth. I mentioned this on one of our video things, is that a lot, I mean, I think other people think like I do in Shackley, I'm going to use lots and lots, and I'm just going to, I felt like I'm going to overuse this product. I know it, and I didn't mind, you know, but I started to get too tingly and too red by overusing it, by using more pumps than as on the directions. So I just only used what was on the directions, and it's all I needed. So that's something that I'm pointing out to people that are buying it. You know, make sure you use it just as directed. You don't need more. You absolutely don't need to be using more than what's on the directions. People want to look younger. Youth, I want to look double youth. You know, that's how I was. But my skin tone was the first thing I noticed. Immediately, the very next morning I woke up, my skin tone was, because I'll wake up and my nose might be a little red or I'll have unevenness, but it was beautiful. I felt like I could just throw on a little bit of mascara and go anywhere. I didn't need to even put a makeup on.
That is true, Jackie. I started to notice that. I noticed the difference probably in about 3 days with the product. Within a week, I had people making some comments about it. Now I'm coming up. I think I have 10 more days. I'll be at the 2-month mark. Definitely take before pictures. I know most of you have heard that through Shackley. Also, I'm suggesting that to customers that they take before pictures, and then again, you'll have your after pictures when you hit the 8-week mark. I took some pictures at 4 weeks and then again at 8 weeks. But one of the best compliments I received a few weeks ago was that I had some girlfriends that accused me of getting Botox, and they had said that it was that noticeable under my eye area. So I took that as a huge compliment, where others might be insulted about that. But I was like, awesome that you guys see such a difference. Skin smoothness, absolutely. Every single person that I have on the youth line loves it. I have had no complaints. Everybody has seen a tremendous difference in what they're noticing. And I have to say, Denise, recently I saw Denise. I'm going to put you on the spot, Denise. And I had forgotten that she, you know, that we're using youth. And I look over at her skin, and I'm like, wow, what is different with Denise's skin? It was really noticeable. And I was excited because I could see that she had been using the youth. And that's what I think is so cool, is that you can walk up to somebody and you know that they're using it because you see a different smoothness in their skin. Denise, anything you want to add on what you've noticed with it?
Good morning. Thank you. Yeah, I was going to say that I noticed definitely that my pores are smaller, and definitely an evenness, like Jackie said, across my entire face. And I did have somebody say to me, after I worked out, they're like, holy cow, your skin, like, how do you look so good even after we've worked out, you know? So that was a very nice compliment. So she was using some of the old Shaklee products, so she's looking forward to trying the new Shaklee skincare. So it was a, I think, you know, when you're using it and it's making such dramatic results, like you said, definitely take pictures, but people are going to notice even if you, you know, haven't, especially if you haven't seen them in a while, but even people who you see often, I think that's what the cool part is, because a lot of times it takes a while for these dramatic changes to take place. But with this new skincare system, a lot of these, you know, the laugh lines or the fine lines, they're really decreasing quickly.
Yeah, it is. It's so noticeable. That's what gets me so excited. Who else would like to share anything they're noticing or any questions you have on the skin set? Okay, I'm sure maybe you're just a little shy, but everybody's noticed a huge difference. But if you want to jump in later and share it with us, feel free. Definitely just cut us off right in the middle and tell us what you've been noticing with it. So let's talk about, since we are noticing a big difference, you can imagine what customers are going to. So let's talk about ways to start sharing that. And maybe you guys can share some tips on what you're doing. One of the things that I first did was make sure that my members, current members, are aware of this skincare system. So I like to say I've been on tour the last few months since this has come out. So I've been doing update appointments or appointments that I'm just bringing, you know, whatever you want to call them. It doesn't really matter, but you need to get the product in a customer's hand. So I am traveling to my customers no matter where they're at, and I'm giving them a new catalog, walking through the sports line, walking through the new, you know, used products, putting that on their hands. If it's somebody you just want to focus on use, then just bring it and put it on their hands. And I have to tell you, just to give you an example of the power of that, since use has come out, I've sold 15 skincare sets within probably the last 2 months. And so every single person that I get that skincare on their hands and actually do a hand demo with, they purchase the set. And what was interesting to me, I only had one person since I've been doing it, a customer, who had said to me, you know, let me just get the face wash and toner. And I was thinking to myself, now what is that going to do for you? Now, she actually had no makeup on that day when I was visiting, so she put the whole system on her face. And something told me to wait a day. The next morning I get a text and it says, I cannot believe the difference in how my skin feels, to get me the whole set. And so every single person I've had that I've gotten it on their hands has started the full kit. So first go through all of your customers and figure out how you can get in front of them to do a hand demo. Does anybody have any questions on how to do that, or have you been doing it already? Maybe take a step back. Are people meeting with customers about this? I'm getting a feeling that might be a no. Lynn, I don't know if you're muted. Okay, so maybe you guys haven't been meeting with customers yet. I'm going to take that back a step. So the new catalogs are out, so that is a great way to get in front of your customer. So I just start going through my database and picking up the phone, and I just call people and say, hey, I want to get in front of you. It's probably been a long time since you've seen a new catalog, and I'd like to set up a time that you can get that. And also, I'm going to bring some samples of the new products. When do you have some time that would be available? Does next week work for you? Now, I either send that in a text, I would prefer to reach them by phone, I leave it on a voicemail, or I send it through email, Facebook, whatever way you are currently communicating with that customer, how they like their communication, that is how I get an appointment booked. Does anybody have any questions on how to get an appointment booked?
Denise, it's Jackie. Teresa, it's Jackie. I like that you said, the way you said it, and you said I'm going to bring samples. That's going to make me more comfortable getting the member appointments and member updates. a lot of my customers don't live near me, so I'll have to just plan on doing some traveling. But usually I think it'd be easier for me to get an appointment with someone or someone to respond positively to an appointment when you say you're bringing samples to leave with them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I obviously, I'm not, you can do it with people who are out of town. I'm not starting with those people right now. I'm starting with the people that are in driving distance. Now, when I say driving distance, sometimes I'm driving an hour and a half to an appointment. If they're going to give me an opportunity to meet with them, the other day I had someone that it took me an hour and a half to get there. I don't have a problem with that. When I walked out of there, she definitely was interested in the product and also interested in having an event. So you've got to get in front of your customers, whether that is, you know, you're driving, they're maybe 5 minutes from you, whatever it is. You know, I sort of joke and I say to myself, I'm on tour right now, so I'm traveling and bringing, you know, product in front of them. And so figure out what you can do or how you can get in front of them, whether it's coffee, it's going to their house, whatever they need, get in front of them. Now, I also bring samples of the energizing drink in the sports line. I'm bringing some of the performance samples with. So they could have those. I'm bringing a bottle of the Recover so they can see what that looks like and the protein. So I'm showing them that product line, and I'm also showing them the use. So I'm putting that on their hands. So like you mentioned, Jackie, they're excited. Plus they get a new catalog from me. Now, what happens over the years, if you start doing this regularly, your customers are going to get to a point that when you call and say, hey, it's the new catalogs are out, they know it's time to meet with you. And you can start to train them as time goes on that whenever a new catalog comes out, this is the time you guys catch up and you get coffee and you really just see what's going on in their life. Now, at that time, also, I start discussing with them, how is everything going financially? Do you like your job? Everything's still going well there? You know, has anything changed for them financially? Now, I don't come out and actually say it that way, but I get in conversations to see if anything has changed for them, because maybe now they would be interested in a Shaqley business, and maybe now they would be interested because there's some new products. Who knows? So I have that check-in opportunity to ask them if anything has changed and are they interested in looking at that. Do you guys have any questions? Denise, I'm going to pick on you. Any thoughts about that?
Sorry, I was on mute. Let's see. So my thoughts on that is I like to bring along the new member orientation sheet, and I just point and we chat. So I kind of go down the list. And a couple reasons that I've always done that is to, number one is to make it duplicatable so that, you know, if they are interested in the business, they know they can see that there's some type of a chart to follow along with that anybody could do it. And also I leave that behind. And so I'll highlight some of the areas that they've been interested in or put a check mark by it or whatever pen or highlighter or whatever I have handy. And we'll definitely go down the list, including, you know, listening to some type of an MP3 or a tape program or doing an event, because all of that information is on there. And then I bring along the samples as listed at the bottom. I just kind of change up those sheets depending on what samples I'm bringing along. And then I let them know that I'm leaving them behind a goodie bag, you know, to thank them for their time and appreciate them as a customer. And, you know, I appreciate that they continue to Shaqley. So that would be my only point, and you're calling it an update appointment, which is what I call it as well, but I just bring along and do pretty much what we do for a new member orientation. So I use that sheet.
Yeah, I love it, and then thanks for the reminder. That's pretty much what I'm doing too, right? And now when I talk to the customer, I don't say an update appointment because they have no idea what that means. That's when I just sort of get them excited that the new catalogs are here. I want you to see the new catalogs. But just like Denise mentioned, in essence, that's really what we're doing. You know, you're just going over all the benefits of membership. Now, one thing I've also found that's been very helpful, and we talk a lot about bring up the business in the language that they can understand. So, you know, if obviously somebody said, I need extra income, I'm going to discuss the business with them. If they haven't said that, I talk about if they're excited about youth. I also talk about the idea that, hey, if you purchase a youth set this month and you introduce me to two of your friends, you could be eligible for a rebate back in Shaklee. Okay? And then based on that conversation, then I can go in and introduce them to the success packs and the distributor pack. But it's a way to catch their attention. And I actually had a customer last month, the last day of the month, she called on the Saturday night at 10 o'clock with two people on the phone because she had purchased a set and then she introduced two other people. So she's bonus eligible this month because that will be 576 PV. So think through your customers. It's really simple with youth for them to refer a couple people to you, and then they're bonus eligible. Now, granted, you got to get them, you know, switched over to distributor and do those pieces, but it's that quick that somebody could be bonus eligible. And that's how you can start expanding your group. And Denise has talked about in the past that she is creating groups or pods of, you know, 500 PV or 1,000 PV, and that can really help your business grow. So you can expand it a little more to start getting referrals and to help your customers get money back and hopefully go into the business. So questions on that?
Sorry, Teresa, I was just going to say, I got a little excited. You and I chatted the other day, and you were sharing how one of your customers, like, at the end of September, in order to receive a bonus, because you had shared this with your customer, she had two referrals for you the last day of the month, so that because she purchased a kit herself and sold two kits, so your customer herself is going to receive a little kit back. More than
right, exactly.
She's going to receive her kit, yeah.
And it was funny because she, you know, I was telling Denise, the phone call came in at 10 o'clock on a Saturday night, the last day of the month. And I was like, well, this is unusual for this customer to call at 10 o'clock at night. Sure, because, you know, we wanted to get that in before midnight. But that's how excited they can get. And it's not talking to a lot of people for them initially. So what's happening is I'm getting her excited. And now the next step is I'm really going to show her how the business works. But I had to talk to her in her language to get her to understand it first, and now I'm going to introduce the business to her on a bigger picture so she can really see what the potential is. So don't miss those opportunities because some people, they have several friends, or maybe when they're starting the youth, you can say, because you know people are going to really see a big difference in your skin, who else do you know that would be interested? I was talking to a woman the other day, and I said to her, why don't we set up a coffee, you know, opportunity. I didn't say opportunity, but I said a coffee lunch, right? She's going to serve some fruit and some coffee, and I said, invite two of your friends over that you think would be interested in youth. Because I know she doesn't want to have an evening event. I know she probably, at this current moment, doesn't want to invite five friends over. But she easily said to me, oh, I know two people that'll come over. Perfect. So I talked to her in the language that she was okay with.
Can I just ask something? This is Claire from New Jersey. Just the mechanics of someone who gains those two friends, they purchase the youth and the 500 points. Can you explain that to me as to how you're positioning them specifically into then a distributorship with two other purchases, two other people's purchases?
So right now I'm just trying to catch their eye with it, so then I will have to have the conversation with her that she's going to need to purchase a distributor pack, and I can introduce her to the success packs. But if you look at the PV, her PV, one kit, is 192 PV. So if she purchases one and then two other people purchase it, it's 576 PV. So now she is at the first level in earning money back from Shaklee, right? But she does have to be a distributor, so she would have to decide to sign up as a distributor and purchase a success pack. Now, this is a conversation that I'm having with people that are already customers. Okay, so that's a little different than if somebody was brand new, because if they were brand new, who if they've not purchased anything at all, I'm going to talk to them about becoming a distributor and purchasing a success pack right out the door. Does that make sense?
Yes, thanks.
Because I don't want to undersell somebody and not explain the success packs to them if it was like a first-time meeting I had with somebody and they were interested in the business. But since she's a current customer already, she would upgrade. And what I'm really trying to do is just get in the door and get referrals with those current customers or start having conversations about the business. And so I want to be clear because I don't want you to undersell the business. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But if it's somebody that's a current customer, so one kit is 192 points, and if you sold two more in that month or they gave you two referrals, they're now bonus eligible if they switch over to become a distributor. So hopefully that makes sense.
Yep, got it. Thank you.
Sure. Any other questions, comments, thoughts on that?
It's Jackie. Thanks for explaining the difference in conversations between someone that's pretty new that you're just getting with and then the language, you know, knowing to language is different when you're talking with someone that's been that helps.
Yeah, because the thing you just got to be careful about because you don't want to, and when I say undersell, meaning if I'm in a conversation with I'm at an update appointment and somebody says to me, I really hate my job and I want to move jobs or I want to change careers or I lost a job or I need money, I'm not going to talk about how to earn rebates. I'm going to talk about how you should come into Shackley as a business owner and how this can be a career income, right? And I'm going to go right into that conversation. If somebody is a customer and I can tell they're maybe they're a little uncomfortable with it right now or, oh, I don't know that I can really introduce you to anybody. I don't know too many people. You've heard that conversation before where they're like, I don't know anybody. You know they know two girlfriends that would love to look younger. They absolutely do. So I just changed the conversation a little bit for them. And I just adjust that a little bit and make it in their language. So then they don't even really know that they're talking about the business yet. And then we are going to have that conversation because that's part of our jobs. So, you know, we want to make sure that they understand how the full comp plan works. And so I will have that conversation with this woman who just is going to be earning a rebate. Now, she is already listed as a distributor with Shackley. So, you know, she's already set up in the system that way. But because what you don't want to have happen is somebody come back later to you and they were like, hey, I didn't know that all of this was available, that I could earn cars and that I could earn trips. So you definitely want to make sure you're having this conversation, you know, when the time fits for them, right? Questions? Okay, the other thing I'm doing is when I'm at networking events, when somebody asks you or maybe you're out at a party, and I'm really thinking through the idea that anytime anybody asks me to an event, you know, and what I mean by that is I'm going to a party, I'm going where I have an opportunity. We're coming up to the, soon enough, believe it or not, which is hard to even say, the holiday season. Anytime you get an invite, say yes to that invite because you can get in conversations with people. You're going to meet new people. And so there's opportunities to start asking questions and getting conversations. And when somebody says to me, what's new with you, I easily switch the conversation over. You know, when they say, hey, what's going on with you? I go, oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. I've been helping these women look younger with their new natural skincare. It's just crazy what people have been seeing. And I stop. And then they turn around and go, tell me more. And so I start getting in conversations that way with people so I can start, you know, mentioning what I'm doing. I never say, when somebody goes, what's new with you? Nothing. I have nothing going on. Who wants to continue a conversation with that person, right? Any questions? Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's funny you said that because no matter what my mood or anything when I'm with people, and even if I'm feeling, because I'm a big introvert by nature, but I have extrovert qualities and I pull them out for my business and for my life. But when I'm by people and they say, no matter what mood I'm in, and they say, what's new with you, I say, there's always something new. And I'll smile. And if they don't want to know, they won't ask me. If I'm in a mood, I might not, you know, pursue that. But at least it opens a door no matter what. I always, always, and then when someone says, how are you doing? I have two answers to that only, good or great.
right? Yeah, definitely. Or my new one lately, so what do you do for a living? Well, I help people look fabulous. Or you could switch that. I help people feel fabulous. You know, and do you know anybody that wants to feel better? Do you know anybody that wants to look fabulous? If you feel more confident to ask the question back. But a lot of times me just saying that right away, they're like, what does that mean? What are you doing?
Right, and when people respond, I'm sorry,
go ahead.
When people respond to my something's always new, when they do respond, and a lot of times they do, it lifts me up, you know, even if I'm in that mood or if I'm not feeling congenial, I should say, because I'm always pretty much in a good mood. But if I'm not feeling real congenial and I say there's always something new and I'll smile, that lifts me up when people start engaging with me then.
Oh, it completely does. So I'm getting used out by talking to current customers, getting in conversations. Is there any way that somebody else is sharing use that they would like to tell us about that might be a way that one of us can use it to share with others? Anything that you guys are doing? You guys are doing the same things? Alrighty. Well, if you guys have anything you want to, I know we're getting close to 9 o'clock, so is there anyone that would like to ask one more question or comment before we close?
It's Jackie. I just want to say thanks because the small sentences that, you know, the questions and replies that you gave are super helpful. Those leading questions and those leading replies are going to be really helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm glad it was helpful. Absolutely. So go out this week, see if you can set up a couple of appointments. It's Monday morning. So either, you know, make some phone calls, send some emails out, and get some update appointments set up so you guys can get out there and share use this week. And I'm sure you can get some appointments booked by, let's say, 11 o'clock today, right? You can get them for this week. Anyways, feel free to check with your upline or connect with me if you have any questions about what was going on today that we talked about. And then we will see some of you this weekend. I know some of you are going to the youth event in Chicago. I'll be there. So if you are definitely there, feel free to say hello. And we will talk to you guys all next week on Monday. Bye now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.